You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hakan, the shepherds were sitting around. There was a rock. There was a rock on the wall. And then how the story ended, what did Yaakov do? He removed it by himself. And we learn from here, what do we learn? The strength comes from Hashem. And what else we learn here? What else do we learn? How many shepherds were there?
Many.
So how many person was Yaakov?
One.
How come one person can move the big rock and all the shepherd? They're just sitting around. Because many times, even without trying, we say, I can't, it's too much. No, I never done this before. How can I do this? So you even don't give yourself the chance to try. But here we learn, and the country that you think that you might not be able to do it, when you try, you see, no, you're able to do it. And that's a problem that, unfortunately, that many have. They feel, they give up. They say, no, this is too much, I cannot do it. You know, the kids, when they get a homework, and they come home, say, do you do homework? They say, no, it's too hard, I cannot do it. Did you try? No, I know it's hard. And that's how it is, any step of our life, that we just, right away we give up. And there's another question here. What's the question? It's like about, oh. So now here we see how Yaakov is strong. So now, if Yaakov Avinu has such a strength, how come he's running away from his brother? He cannot take care of his brother? Huh? No?
You don't rely on yourself.
Why? Oh, let's say Laban, when he changed the deal, you know what it is to hire a lawyer 100 times? You know what it is? 100 times he changed the deal. So he give him a big, nice, what is this called?
Ceiling.
Yes. And then get rid of him. So you see what a strength he has. He's able to move the rock on his own. Why are you running away from Esau? Why, you know, you put up with Laban? Just give him a nice, you know.
The same strength if not more is necessary to sometimes hold back and not do anything.
No, but no, everybody can... John?
He was afraid that he'd be in a situation to kill his brother.
Right, that's true. But I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom, Yimud Yisur, but just, you know, as they call, to give him some poison of his eye. You know what it is?
His physical strength.
Exactly.
He didn't want to use his physical strength.
No.
For something that he might have deemed as a spiritual working, like, for example, a sub chasing after him. He saw it probably as Min HaShemayim, so he didn't want to use his physical thing for it. But for the well, it's doing the right thing. It's doing the exact thing that needs to be done. And
no, well, what's the difference?
He's not harming anyone. By using that rock, he's not really harming. By beating someone, you're actually inflicting pain.
But he's after you. He says, who are that chases after you, Chas v'Shalom, to harm you? You have the right, and you have the permission to get up and show him. That's the halakha.
His mother brought him a wife. They're both going to die the same day.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, really, actually. It didn't happen. Maybe they were buried the same day. But no. So now, listen carefully. Kala Kadosh, the message here is a very, very powerful message. And you should not forget this for the rest of your life. And that is, Ribbono Shel Olam has given us many, many quality. It could be your beautiful voice, beautiful look. You have beautiful
power.
Brain. But you should not, and don't forget, any matana, any gift that Hashem has given you, it's only and only to help other people with that matana. That's it. So that means if you have a wisdom, you have to use it to help other people. You have a nice voice, you have to elevate people, to inspire people. You have a strength, You're not going to harm people, even though they'll chase after you. But here we see, all of a sudden, such a gibor, you know, he moves the rock like a cork of a bottle. Cork, like this. But how come you don't protect yourself? The strength is not for that. If Hashem has given you quality, a potential, it's only and only to help other people with it. Not to harm, chasu shalom, or cause harm for other people.
So what about to defend yourself?
Yeah, of course you have to defend yourself. But not use it as a weapon to hurt other people. Your chokhmah, you know, your plan, a vicious plan, you know, to get back at people, to put them in a trap. That's not the chokhmah is for. You have a beautiful voice. It's not for to scream at the people. You cannot use your voice, you know, to scream and, you know, to put down people, to embarrass people. Yes, you can become a chazan. You can read the Torah. But that's it. The strength that Hashem has given you, you have to make sure I'm using it to be constructive, helpful, not chas v'shalom to harm other people. And that's why we see all of a sudden, after 74 years, Torah says, you know what? Yaakov is gibor. What happened all these years? You don't tell me, all of a sudden you tell me he has such a strength, because that's the time that he uses his strength to help other people. But he cannot use it for other things. You're not permitted to. Why? Because the gift that Hashem has given you, he expects to use it in the same manner, to support, to back up people, to give other people feedback, not chas v'shalom, not to harm people. And that's an unbelievable lesson that you should always have.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.